Chapter 15.
She was weird, Ida said, casting a glance back at the apartment house as she buckled herself into the back seat of Lexi's VW Beetle. That's what happens when an old lady lives alone, Ruth said. Good thing we all have each other. Ida smiled and patted Ruth's hand. It is a good thing. What do you guys make of that business with the snake tattoo?
Achoo!
Helen, are you allergic to cats? Nance asked.
Apparently.
Helen snapped her navy blue patent leather purse open, pulled out a wad of tissues, and blew her nose.
Anyway, I think that's a good clue.
Agreed, Nance said. The question is, how do we find out who she is?
We know he was arrested for loitering around the bridge. Maybe we could start there?
Lexi had her blinker on to turn into the retirement center parking lot. Traffic was clear, but she didn't turn, thinking the ladies might want to go to the bridge to see if they could question someone now.
Now? Ida patted her stomach. I'm getting a little hungry.
Not sure I have the energy to interrogate homeless people.
Nan sighed. I suppose we should regroup and think out our plan. I still have pastries from our clue session yesterday. Let's go to my place and get these new clues down.
Sounds like a plan.
Ida tapped Lexi on the shoulder.
Step on it. I'm hungry.
Lexi didn't have a lot of extra time to spend on the case. It was late afternoon, and she still had work at the bakery. She'd promised Jack she'd be on time for supper, but she supposed she could pop up to Nan's for a few minutes. She hated not to be there when they went over clues. She parked in the front lot, thankful to see that Helen's signs were still in the right places as they approached the entrance.
Looks like Mario didn't mess with your signs, Ruth said as they walked through the lobby. Maybe he's not as bad as you think, Helen.
We'll see.
Helen glanced around the lobby, frowning upon noticing it was empty of people she could press for a vote.
I just wish there was one more debate before people voted.
Well, there's really not much more to debate about, Ida said, impatiently punching the button for the elevator.
They usually took the stairs, but apparently Ida couldn't wait that long for a snack.
I did put out some coffee urns with a sign that said, "Free coffee every Saturday if you vote for Helen." That ought to remind them who the best woman for the job is.
They filed into the elevator and got off on Nance's floor. Ida rushed inside once Nance opened the door and was rummaging in the fridge within seconds. Ruth made coffee. Helen set out some pink crystal dessert plates with a pretty floral etched design. Ida filled a small gold-edged oval platter with the pastries, and they all sat at the dining room table. Ida raised a brow and spoke with her mouth full.
You know, Helen, it would be even better if you put out some scones or muffins with the coffee urn.
Ruth practically choked on her muffin.
Are you kidding? The first person there would take most of them.
Helen pursed her lips.
You know, that might not be a bad idea. I could...
Nance interrupted them by loudly tapping the marker on the whiteboard.
Ladies! Let's focus on the investigation.
The ladies zipped their lips and focused their attention on the board, where the current clues and suspects were listed. Nance had laid them out in columns, one for suspects and one for clues. Next to each item was an arrow pointing to pertinent information about that suspect or clue. Ruth settled back in her chair, her keen eyes surveying the whiteboard over the rim of her gold-rimmed teacup.
It's really too bad Doris didn't see anything the night Rosa was killed.
It is, but she did give us the snake tattoo clue.
Nans wrote snake tattoo under the clues section and made an action item to follow it up, then drew an arrow to the suspect column. Whoever had the snake tattoo might also be a suspect.
Do you all think the best way to start is by asking the homeless people under the bridge?
That might be kind of dangerous, Lexi said. Jack would probably take a dim view of her interrogating the homeless people. Some of them were just nice people who had fallen on hard times, but there were also some not-so-nice people who were into drugs.
Maybe. Let's see what else shakes out.
Nan stood back from the whiteboard to study the clues.
I hate to say it, but it's starting to look like Henry really could be the killer, Ruth said.
Lexi nodded. Jack seemed to think so too. Ruth put down her teacup and leaned forward.
I think the heist and the murder could be related, but I'm not quite sure how or why. I'm certain the Circo Acrobata was involved.
Helen snorted.
I told you that Mario and his gang were no good.
Ruth glared at Helen.
It might not be Mario. There are plenty of acrobats in the show. But he was following us and peeking in my windows. Plus, he moved the signs. So that indicates that he's not above shady shenanigans, Helen said.
She does have a point, Ruth.
Ida cut the top off a cupcake and bit into it.
Vinny said that the heist had a strategic mastermind behind it. Henry is good at chess, and that takes a lot of strategy.
I think it would be smart of us to try to rule him out before we go around accusing someone else, Ruth said.
Good point.
Nan circled Henry's name in red, then wrote, alibi, with a question mark beside it.
Henry's alibi seems to be very shaky. I think we should dig into that.
And don't forget the scandal, Ida said.
Yeah, he has a few counts against him, Ruth said.
And Doris seemed to think he was the killer. I know she didn't see anything, but over the years of living across the hall, she must have gotten a sense about Henry.
I agree. He has a good motive with the life insurance payout, too, so this may not be related to the heist.
Nance clicked the cap onto the marker.
We have to find out more about the alibi and the scandal in order to rule Henry out.
Or prove him guilty, Lexi said. But how do we check that out? Henry clammed up about the scandal, and he swears he was driving around.
Nan sat down at the table and grabbed a chocolate chip cookie from the platter. Helen, don't you have a niece that works at the hospital?
Helen nodded.
Two of them, actually. I'll text them and see if any of them know Henry or can get us some information.
Perfect.
Nan's dunked the cookie into her tea.
We still have to check out that other bakery, Ida said. Yes, maybe we should bring a picture of Henry and see if they recognize him. If he bought corn muffins, then I'm afraid that would be the final mark against him.
Nan's patted her lips with a napkin.
Is there anything else?
Everyone shook their heads. Nance glanced at the grandfather clock in the corner.
Okay, then, let's break for the night. Lexi, will you come pick us up tomorrow?
Sure. Lexi supposed she could impose on Cassie to watch the bakery for one more day. Helen pushed up from the table, gathering her plate and teacup and heading toward the kitchen.
I gotta run. I'm late for the cake decorating class.
I didn't know you had an interest in decorating cakes. Lexi wondered why Helen had never mentioned it, seeing as she owned a bakery and all. She and Cassie would have been happy to teach her.
I don't, but those ladies in that class each have one vote. And the more I can get them to like me, the better my chances. See you all tomorrow.